Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from June 8 to June 12, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On June 8, here were the news. Securitize debuts on-chain royalty payouts for Lottery.com security token. Coinbase outlines tech plan to help avert future outages. Illegal miners in Russia stole $6.6 million worth of electricity, power grid firm says. Chinese police freezing OTC traders' bank accounts over tainted crypto transactions. Pentagon war game envisioned a Generation Z rebellion funded by Bitcoin. Bitcoin remains on hunt for $10,000 as holding sentiment gains strength. CoinMarketCap metric overhaul keeps owner Binance at the top. On June 9, here were the news. Saudi Monetary Authority pumped some of $13 billion bank infusion using blockchain. Winklevoss twins to help produce Bitcoin billionaires book for film. U.S. Marshals Service seeks firm to custody and sell crypto seized from criminals. Near Protocol enlists Bison Trails for validator support as it heads toward full mainnet. Crypto forensics firm Chainalysis adds tracing support for Zcash, Dash. Ripple says XRP lawsuit fails to show CEO committed fraud. Bitcoin price volatility hits three-month low. First mover, crypto broker Voyager's stock has doubled this year, beating Bitcoin. On June 10, here were the news. Whale just sent $130 in cryptocurrency with a $2.6 million transaction fee. Elrond will pay you $60,000 to break its blockchain. Hacker Noon raises $1 million from former Ripple CTO's firm for content micro-tipping. Another data point suggests Bitcoin close to prolonged bull market. Backed, Galaxy Digital to offer joint Bitcoin custody solution for institutions. Crypto payroll startup Bitwage lets earners sidestep volatility with stablecoin payments. Algorand and Blockstack are building a multi-chain smart contract language. Coinbase's ex-led lawyer sold $4.6 million in stock to head U.S. banking watchdog. Sequoia-backed Band protocol creeps onto Chainlink's turf with Oracle product. This political conversation with Vitalik Buterin shows how Ethereum could change the world. Russia's economy ministry calls for controllable market rather than crypto ban. First mover, Bitcoin bulls might get negative rates from central banks, just not the Fed. Libra is ready for the digital money space race, Dante Despart. On June 11, here were the news. Filecoin prepares for network launch with final testing phase. Bitcoin IRA is ready to take on small savers with updated retirement savings product. Three Arrows Capital now holds more than 6% of Grayscale's $3.6 billion Bitcoin trust. Grant Thornton affiliate taps CipherTrace to better track cryptos used in cybercrimes. Cryptos on Coinbase's new exploratory list see prices jump 17% on average. Coca-Cola distributor offers Bitcoin payment options for Aussie vending machines. Custody provider Copper joins think tank to bridge gap between traditional finance and crypto. Bitcoin stuck below $10,000 as stocks drop. Unstoppable Domains launches censorship-resistant blogging platform. BTSE Exchange offers futures contracts tracking Tether Gold and priced in Bitcoin. With Arweave's lazy approach to smart contracts, its version of Web3 does more. First mover, Fed sees no inflation through 2021, but Bitcoiners are betting on it anyway. Custody battle pits institutional boomers against crypto upstarts. On June 12, here were the news. Zappos suspends credit card crypto purchases, shifts operations to Gibraltar. Russia's Supreme Court makes landmark vote with blockchain system from Kaspersky Lab. Japan's High Court rejects former Mt. Gox CEO's conviction appeal. Seed CX to close exchange, focus on settlements in company shift. Crypto exchange owner admits laundering $1.8 million in online auctions fraud. National Science Foundation funds research into crypto dollars. Why Bitcoin suddenly dropped 6% on Thursday. Tezos and Algorand latest to integrate tech for anti-money laundering compliance. First mover, Bitcoin recouples with Wall Street as stocks tumble, fear trade returns. Why this dev built a centralized Ethereum on top of Bitcoin's Lightning Network. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.